under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Tuesday, September 10th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, we are here, folks. Officially 8 weeks from today, the election day, November 5th, 2024, will be here. 8 weeks from today, we the people go and vote. Many people are voting in person. They're claiming that there will be long lines, big turnout, lots of votes, probably historic. The most votes in any election in the history of our country. Some of you will choose to vote absentee ballot early. If you choose to do that, do not mail your ballot in the mail. Return it in person to your local clerk. Now, personally, I'm going to do the video that was produced that I had sent out to many of you where I'm going to request an absentee ballot. I'm going to get it mailed to my house. I'm not going to open it. But I'm going to take it with me on election day. I'm going to go there probably about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, right before the work crowd starts showing up, the after dinner crowd shows up, and vote about 4 o'clock on Tuesday, November 5th. On the ballot, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name will be on our Michigan ballots. I've got the story pulled up. We're going to get into the details in the next segment. Michigan Supreme Court ruled yesterday with the two Republican nominated justices dissenting. But the Democrat justices who control the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that Robert F. Kennedy will, in fact, be on our ballot here in Michigan. I've got the whole story pulled up. The person writing the majority decision, the dissent, I have it all. Why did Jocelyn Benson and the Democrat-controlled Michigan Supreme Court keep Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name on the ballot? To basically prevent Donald Trump from winning our state. It's our job to get the information out to people who still have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. signs in their front yards, you need to go and knock on their door. This is a task I'm asking you to do as a favor to me. I'm going to do it in Bel Air. A couple of signs are there. I'm going to knock on the door and explain to them. Kennedy has dropped out of the race and has endorsed Donald Trump. Please, please, please consider taking your sign down. His endorsed candidate, Donald Trump, that Kennedy has endorsed and is wanting people to vote for, will be hurt by you keeping this sign up. Remove the sign because of the Michigan Supreme Court decision yesterday. We'll get into all that. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. A second segment here on this Tuesday. The Michigan Supreme Court made a ruling yesterday. It's final. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name cannot be removed from the November 5th ballot despite withdrawing from the presidential race, according to the Michigan Supreme Court, which gave their ruling yesterday. The High Court here in the state of Michigan held that Kennedy, who was nominated by the Natural Law Party in Michigan, was not entitled to extraordinary relief, quote unquote, of having the court remove his name from the ballot. Democrat nominated Justice Elizabeth Welch. Why do I say that? Because she was nominated by Rick Snyder, a Democrat governor. No, Trucker, Snyder was a Republican. No, he was not. Rick Snyder was and is a Democrat to this day, and he put her on the Michigan Supreme Court. Well, in writing the majority statement, it was determined that Kennedy waited for more than 4 months after his nomination before asking to have his name removed, and that the Natural Labor Party had, quote, no opportunity to field a candidate and faced considerable prejudice, end quote. Welch also wrote, the plaintiff failed to demonstrate that he had a clear right to mandamus relief. That's a Latin term, legal term they used, end quote. Republican nominated justices Brian Zara and David Viviano, who's retiring, dissented, calling Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's argument that the state statute bars Kennedy's removal as being, quote, meritless, end quote. The court should not be exercising judicial power to sanction and conduct outside of the legislative framework, the dissent read. After the court's intervention, there's no identifiable source of law that permits the Secretary of State's decision to deny Kennedy's request to withdraw from the ballot. The dissent continued. By requiring Kennedy's name to appear on the general election ballot, the Secretary of State is improperly and needlessly denying the electorate a choice between two persons who are actual candidates willing to serve if elected. We can only hope that the Secretary's misguided action, now sanctioned with this court, will not have national implications, end quote. Now, why would they say that? National implications. According to some polling out there, currently out there right now, as of this past week, after Labor Day, it's determined that right now there's a good possibility that they are tied, and that our state of Michigan, with our 15 electoral college votes, could be the state that gets the candidate to 270, which is the number required to be the president. That's the number of electoral college electors separating the winner from the loser. The order did not provide an actual breakdown of how each Michigan Supreme Court justice voted. However, you can figure it out. 5 Democrats to 2 Republicans. In a new filing yesterday morning, Kennedy's legal team accused Benson's office of attempting to have voters throw away their votes on a withdrawn candidate. Kennedy, who sought and received the National Labor Party's presidential nomination decided on August 23rd to withdraw and endorse former President Donald J. Trump. Detroit attorney and also affiliated with New York law firm Surrey and Gilmstead, Eric Ashaki, said she, the Secretary of State, is fighting to actively keep Mr. Kennedy's name on the ballots and to have Michigan voters throw away their votes on a withdrawn candidate, which they should not be subjected to. He strongly condemned as improper and beyond the ministerial impartial role the defendant should play in elections. The defendant, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Why? Because Kennedy sued her. Kennedy moved to have his name taken off of Michigan's ballot, but the Bureau of Elections twice rejected the request, leading to the lawsuit, which started in the Court of Claims. On September 3rd, Court of Claims Judge Christopher Yates upheld the Secretary of State Benson's decision to keep Kennedy on the ballot. Kennedy then spent the money to appeal it to the Michigan Court of Appeals, which reversed that decision. Just 2 days later, on September 5th, the Attorney General's office, in representing the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, appealed the decision on Friday, asking the Michigan Supreme Court to expedite the ruling as to whether or not Kennedy should stay on the ballot or be removed. Well, we have their answer. Yesterday, Monday, September 9th, in an expedited ruling, they heard the case and decided to keep Kennedy on the ballot. Jocelyn Benson, our Secretary of State, folks, is doing this. This is her ability to affect the outcome of the election here in Michigan. This is, without a doubt, a political strategy that the Democrats are using here in Michigan. It's that simple. Robert and Roger City, we need to clean out the rats from Lansing. Well, that's coming in 2026. Secretary of State Benson will be running for governor. I have a story today about that. She is going to have a primary challenger or two, which should make it very interesting on the Democrat side of the August 26 primary ballot. This is going to be very interesting. Now, one of the things you have to understand, this is a final decision. I got a phone call this morning from an individual who said a family member works for Spectrum. Spectrum is printing the ballots. And they were told yesterday afternoon, after this ruling came out, to keep Kennedy's name on the ballot. She questioned whether or not we could challenge it and take it to court. It's over. The Michigan Supreme Court is the highest court in the land, and our elections are run by each state. With the Michigan Supreme Court ruling the way they have, it's over. Now, it's our job to inform people. Kennedy is not running. He has dropped out of the race and has endorsed Donald Trump. Meaning, if you're supporting Kennedy, you are going to vote for Kennedy, you now need to vote for Trump. That's what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants you to do. If you see a Kennedy sign, go up and knock on the door. I know it's a little gutsy. It's going to take a little bit of stamina, a little backbone, but you need to go up and knock on the door and explain it to the people. Kennedy has dropped out. He has endorsed Donald Trump. Please vote for Donald Trump and please remove your sign. It's misleading the public. He's no longer a candidate. Let's see. Anita down in Florida. Will the voter teams change the Kennedy ballot vote to Biden? I'm not really sure I understand your question. In Michigan, polling right now, Kennedy takes votes away from Trump, not Harris. In the other process, a lot of people were wondering, well, how is Harris's name on the ballot in Michigan when she never got any votes in Michigan? Well, again, you have to back up and understand the nominating process. Primaries for presidential elections are held in the states to determine which candidate wins that state. However, after all the presidential primaries where Biden got 14 million votes, Kamala Harris got zero, they went to a national convention that was held in Chicago. It was at the convention that Biden officially withdrew his name from consideration to be nominated as their candidate. You may have remembered watching Kamala Harris give the speech where she accepted the nomination for the Democrat Party. That's where she became the candidate, not Biden, even though she never received any votes by the people, by the general public. By her willing to be the candidate after Biden withdrew from the race at the convention, technically, it's where it was done at their convention, then Harris became the candidate. Cliff Tellini, how do you get a fast track to the Michigan Supreme Court? It takes months to get a hearing with the High Court. Not if you're the Secretary of State and you're getting ready to print ballots that have to go out basically in 11 days. September 21st is when the local clerks are supposed to have the ballots ready to go out in the mail. Secretary of State has influence with the Michigan Supreme Court. They're on the same team. Team Democrat. She puts in the request on Friday. The case is heard on Monday. The opinion is given Monday afternoon. The printers are being told to print it up with Kennedy's name on the ballot. It started yesterday after the decision.